Hello and good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Detheridge. If you're familiar with the Dead Milkmen song, Punk Rock Girl, you know the one with the line, "Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl." Well, apparently the somewhat satirical underground hit is the inspiration for and the title of a musical in development, which will include songs penned and made infamous by female artists, including the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Bikini Kill, Blondie, Pat Benatar, and some, I wouldn't say punk rock girls, maybe pop rock girls like Pink and Avril Lavigne. The plot revolves around a 16-year-old girl named Angelia who struggles to fit in but is empowered by her punk music-loving friends. Punk Rock Girl comes from Joe Iconis, great name, whom the New York Times recently called the future of musical theater. Well, let the hype machine begin, and I actually might buy into it because I've been waiting a long time, maybe you have too, for a new Vampire Weekend album, and I'm a big fan, so now the president of Columbia Records, Ferdy Unger-Hamilton, is saying that the fourth album by the New York preppy punky Afropop-inspired band, whose important sound architect and multi-instrumentalist Rostam Quit, will be the best record that you hear in 2019. It's out early next year. Vampire Weekend teased some new songs over the summer at festivals, and they appeared at a surprise LA gig last month with Ezra Koenig and company taking on Dylan's 1983 track Joker Man. And speaking of Bob, I never thought I would say this, but Bob Dylan has teamed up with Pooh Bear. The songwriting legend wrote the lyrics for a duo project called Bear and Banjo, which features producer Jason Pooh Bear Boyd and Jingle Punk's co-founder Jared Gustat. Now, Bear and Banjo is a narrative podcast series, and it features contributions not only from Dylan, but T-Bone Burnett. And speaking of podcasts, The National are the subject of a new one called Coffee and Flowers, which will launch next year. Among the confirmed guests, as you might expect, frontman Matt Berninger, his wife, writer Karen Besser, and guitarist Aaron Desner. Journalist Christopher Hooten and David Rapson will co-host Coffee and Flowers. Well, tragically, we lost English singer-songwriter Kirsty MacColl on this day, December 18th, 2000, to a boating accident off the coast of Mexico. She was just 41. And a rock and roll cat with more than nine lives, Keith Richards, turned 75. Just stay away from those coconut trees, Keith. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.